Okay, tonight the learning is Lulu Nishmas Shlomo Menachem Ben Yosef Shmayahu, whose your side is tonight. The Neshama Shemeliah in Garenu Shalmaila Mechayel Lechayel. And the learning should be in the Zechus for the Neshama. We're going to begin now, really, the first part of Pesukah de Zimra proper, and that is Hodu. We're going to do Hodu in two parts. Tonight, we're going to discuss what Hodu is and why it's there in the Siddur. And we'll discuss the difference between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz by show of hands. How many people daven Nusach Sfard? One. Two. Not so many people. Okay. So we'll discuss the difference between Hodu, Nusach Sfard, and Nusach Ashkenaz. And then next time, Be'ezras Hashem, we will discuss line by line exactly what we're saying in Hodu. What is the source? So you have in front of you, we'll see in a moment. Essentially, Hodu is not from Chazal, and that's going to be important because Hodu is, in fact, one of the first things that one should skip if they are late to Shul. Because, again, the primacy of what is more important to the Zimra is based on how late it was added to the Siddur. So since it is not from the Gemara and it's not from Chazal, and it's a later edition, Hodu is one of the first things that is skipped when the person is late. In the days of the Gaonim, or perhaps in the beginning of the Rishonim, there was a takana to recite the psukim of Hodu, Vashem Kiru B'Shmo, Hodiu Ba'amim Alilosav. That Hodu should be recited in Pesukah de Zimra. And these are a collection of psukim from Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Yomim Aleph and Perek Tezayin, that conclude with Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Olam Ve'ad Olam, V'yomer Kol Ha'am Amen V'Halal La'Shem. That is the section of what we call Hodu. And then this is followed by a collection of other psukim that were added by the Chachamim Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Now, the source is a Maseches Sofrim. Look here in Maseches Sofrim in Perek Yud Zayin. About Srichem Lomar Achar Yehi Chavod Hashem Melech Mizmor Shiru Hashem Medivrei Sofrim, the Acharav Hodu Hashem Kiru Bishmo, the Sheshes Hamizmorim Shal Kol Yom, and the six Mizmorim, meaning Asher and the Halukas that we say every single day, Uvamru Lam Hizkir David Mizmor Hodu Hashem Kiru Kohanim Levim LeYisrael, Yos Omrim Osov Kol Yom, and David wrote this song for the Kohanim Levim LeYisrael to recite every single day. The Maseches Sofrim is a work of the Gaonim, and therefore it is not a very early part of the Siddur, but essentially a later addition to the Siddur. In the Siddur of Avraham Gaon, the Avudraham write that Hodu was only said on Shabbos and Yantif, and other special days like Hoshana Rabbah, or when there was a Chasen Shul, a Bris Milah, something like that. However, many other Rishonim felt that Hodu should be recited every single day, and this is what the Torah writes in Siman Nun Aleph. Interestingly, there's an interesting comment of the Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni writes in Tehillim Remez Tafresh Samach Zion that in the Beis HaMikdash they would recite Hodu after bringing the Korban Tamid. Let's see over here. Tetznan Yardu Uvo Lahem Vahochu Alishkas Agazis. They would go to the Lishkas Agazis, the section of the Beis HaMikdash, the Karu Eshma, they would recite Shema. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Amar Hayukorim Mizmorim Halo. They would read these Mizmorim from Divrei HaYamim, Hodu Hashem Kiru B'Shmo. The Lama Hayukaron Oso Lefi Shekasu B'Hem. Why would they read it in the Beis HaMikdash? Because it said, Asher Karas Es Avram Ushvoso Yitzchak. Because there was a reference here to Avram and Yitzchak. And if you look in the Zayas Ranam, the Magen Avrami, there's a different explanation there as well. But essentially, it was recited in the Beis HaMikdash to invoke what we call Zuchus Avos, the merit of our forefathers. So this is the source, and this is the earliest recitation we know of Hodu. Now, what is the reason for reciting Hodu? So we know that it comes from the Gaonim. Why is Hodu put into the Siddur? What are we accomplishing with the recitation of Hodu? So in order to understand why these psukim were chosen as an opening to our avodas habokar, our avodas of getting ready in the morning, we have to learn a little bit of Tanakh. Not just Navi, but a little bit of Ksuvim. And that's Divrei Hayam. There we are told that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, when the Mizbeach was still in Givon, that David HaMelech brought up the Aron from Kiryas Ya'arim after it sat in the house of Obed Edom Hagiti for a number of months, and he brought it to the Oel, a tent where it was housed in Ir David. And why was the Aron not there? Because we know that in the days of Eli HaKohen, it was stolen by the Plishtim in battle. And it took a while for it to make its way back to the Jewish people. Let's read the Pesukim in Divrei Yama. Vayavo es Aron Elokim. And they brought the Aron of God. Vayatzigu oso besocha oel. And they placed it inside of the tent. Asher natal odavid that David had sent up. Remember, there's no Mishkan at this point. The Mishkan has been destroyed. Vayakrivu olos ushlamim. And they brought korbanos. Lifnei Elokim before God. Vayitem lifnei Aron Hashem. And they placed it before the Aron. They placed the Aron Hashem before min halavim misharsim the levim who served it. And they mentioned God's name and they praised and they sang to Hashem. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asaf Harosh, the leader of the singing was Asaf. Umishneu Zechariah, then there was Zechariah. Yael Ushmarmios. Ubayomahu on that day. As Nasan David Barosh Lahodas Lashem Biyad Asaf. And David let Asaf lead the praising and the singing of Achav and his brothers. And what did they say? Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishma Hodiu Ba'amim Alilo Samnen. Divrayam goes on to bring the entire Tefillah of Hodu. Writes the Or Chaim of Aaron of Lunel in the Hilchos Brachos. Nagu Liftoach Achar Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. After we recite the section of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we say, Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishma. Because of Habala Eshkol, the author of the Eshkol writes, Ki Hatam Lefi Shikol Lashanim Shaya Aaron B'Yiria Takein David Shayu Omrim Zavizmor. All the days that the Aaron sat in a tent, David wrote this piece of Tehillim. Kemoshe Matzina B'Sefer Yochsin, as we find in Sefer Yochsin. What's Sefer Yochsin? Anybody know what Sefer Yochsin is? No? Sefer Yochsin is another name for Divrei Hayamim. Why is Divrei Hayamim called Sefer Yochsin? Because Divrei Hayamim was a record of the genealogy, the Yichus of Malchus Beis David. That's what Divrei Hayamim is. Divrei Hayamim is a record of the happenings from the beginning of creation all the way through David HaMelech and his kingship. And it's called Sefer Yochsin because it's the genealogy of Malchus Beis David. Umefurish b'seder olam, and it's said in seder olam, ki betamid shel shachar olam mahodu Hashem adu v'nivay al tareyu. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would recite Hodu Hashem by the korbanos. Ubetamid shel beder abayim, nishiru Hashem ad v'hal Hashem. They would recite the second half of Hodu. Lefishi is karno kol korbanos, Anu Omrim Gam Kein HaMizmor, because we have just finished saying Korbanos, so we're going to say this Perek of Divrei Hayamim, because it was said by the Korbanos. Now, the Bala Eshkol is not clear, because these Psukim may have been said in front of the Aron in the morning and the evening, but they were not said with the Korban Tamid. It's a very difficult source. There is no source to indicate that it was originally said by the Korban Tamid when it was brought by the Mizbeach in Givon. Again, we have to remember, the Aron, by this point in David HaMelech's career, the Aron and the Mizbeach are in two separate places. The Mishkan has been dismantled, the Mizbeach sits in Givon, and the Aron sits in a tent in Yerushalayim. So there was never a time where the Korban Tamid was brought by the Aron. They were never in the same place in the days of David HaMelech. The Seder Olam, which is the source of the Orchos Chaim, it says that it was only so when the Aron was alone for the 43 years until it was brought by Shlomo to the Beis HaMikdash. It's true that they brought the Korbanos during that time, but those were Korbanos Tzibor, along with the Korban Tamid, and that was in Givon, and the Mizbeach was not where the Aron was. So again, if we look at the Orchos Chaim, it's a bit confusing, because the Aron was not ever in the same place in the days of David where the Mizbeach was, or where the Korban Tamid would have been brought. So it's not exactly clear how do we connect the two, because the Korban Tamid and the Korbanos was in Givon, and the Aron Hashem was in Yerushalayim in Ir David. So it's a bit unclear exactly what we're saying over here, but there is some sort of connection between the two. In Shmuel Aleph, we are told that in the days of Eli, the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, and they eventually were struck with an illness that led them to return the Aron to its proper place. And they made a wagon, and they attached cows to the wagon in order to pull it back to Bnei Yisrael. Writes the Navi Shmuel in section Aleph, in Perek Vav, Vayasimu es Aron Hashem al ha'agala. And they placed the Aron of Hashem on this wagon. Vayisharena ha'paros badarach. And the paros, the cows, were vayisharena, which literally means that they walked straight. Al derach Beit Shemesh, to the city of Beit Shemesh. V'misila achas, halku halach v'go. They walked in the straight path there. V'lo sori v'yismol, and they didn't move right or left. Asks the Gemara in Masechas of Avodah Zarah of Dalet. My v'yisharena, what does the word v'yisharena mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir. She'amru shira, that the cows sang shira. That's what it means. The cows sang. V'rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar, Ram Shashiru Pneam Kneged Aron V'amru Shira. That they straightened their faces, so they were opposite the Aron, and they recited a song. That the cows, again, sang a song. A miracle occurred, that these cows that were carrying the Aron Hashem sang. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Umay Shira, and what did they sing? So the Gemara goes on to explain what are the different options of what the cows sang. But if you look in the Brachos Rabbah, in Perek Nun Daled, so the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that the cows sang the Perek of Hodu Lashem, Kiru Bishmo. They sang our tefillah, they sang Hodu. And if you look at the Mefarish, what's the Mefarish? On Divra HaYamim, if you open up the Divra HaYamim that you perhaps have in your house, you'll open up and you'll see that there's a Rashi in Divra HaYamim. It is the opinion of many, many, many Achronim that what is called Rashi on Divra HaYamim is in fact not Rashi. The Chida writes this in the Shem HaGadolim. Rav Yaakov Emden makes the same comment as well, that it is unlikely that it is Rashi based on a number of comments. We do know from the Rashi, when the Rashi did write on Divra HaYamim, but there's a lot of odd things about this Divra HaYamim Perish to say that it's Rashi, but we do know that it's a Rishon. So the minhag is not to call it Rashi, the minhag is to call it the Mefarish, the commentator on Divra HaYamim. So the Mefarish in Divra HaYamim says, it says on the page Rashi, but we know it's not Rashi, Kiru Bishmo, Zeb Mizmor Shiruru Oso Hayom Mefnei Aron. That this song that we have here in Divra HaYamim that was written by David HaMelech when the Aaron came back to Ir David is the same song that the cows sang a number of years before when the Plishtim sent it away back to the Jewish people. The Siddur HaRamak, the Siddur of Moshe Karver says the same thing, that this is what the cows sang, this Shira to Hashem. So that's adorable, that cows sang. That's really, really beautiful, and that's very nice. But what does that have to do with you and me when tomorrow morning we recite Hodu, that the cow sang Shira? Who cares? So I'd like to suggest the following, and we'll see this clear in a moment by Rav Moshe Cornavero. The reason why we recite Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo each morning at the beginning of Tefillah is the connection between the Takana, the establishment of David, for this to be to sung, and the singing of the cows, is that this Shira, this song, is about Hashras HaShechinah. It's about the presence of Hashem on the Aron. It's about the resting of Hashem in a manifestation right before us. Our davening is a form of being Omer L'Fnei Hashem, going before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashras HaShechinah with the Hashem's presence resting upon us. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed says that we should be Yechaven Eslibo Kenegin Kadshei HaKadshim. When we daven, we should imagine as if we are standing before the Kadosh HaKadoshim, before the Aron Hashem. Rabbeinu Yonah says that this applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. That you daven Shmonesra, you should imagine that you are before the Aron Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we are placing the Aron Hashem and the Shechina before we daven, we use this particular Shevach, this praise of Hashem, that was used at the return of the Aron with the Luchos to the Jewish people. Look here in the Tefillah of Moshe. The Tefillah of Moshe is the explanation of Rav Moshe Cordovero on the Siddur. Who is Rav Moshe Cordovero? He was Rosh HaMekubalim, the leader of the Kabbalists in Sfas before the Arizal came. He wrote the Tomer and Devorah, other Sfarim as well, and he wrote a commentary on the Siddur. So look at what Rav Moshe Cordovero writes. He says, V'li nira hatam, Ki kasher ha'ola David Aron bris Hashem mi beis Obed Adam, when David brought the Aron Hashem from the house of Obed Adam, El Ohalo, to the tent that was made in Yerushalayim, Tikein Shevach Zel Shabeach Oso Lifnei Aron. He wrote this praise to praise the Aron, B'chol Yom, every single day, L'hodos Al Niflos Tamim Deim, to praise the amazing miracles. B'yesh Omrim Shishir Zehu Shisharu Haparos Ba'alosam Im Aron Hashem. And there are those who say that this is the song that the cow is saying when the Aron Hashem returned and we stayed plishim from the fields of the plishim. Lekach anu omrim oso b'chayom, and therefore we say this every day. Lekeben shekavan asenu b'zmiros hu lahamshich hashchina aleinu. The purpose of the psukah of psukah zimra is to bring the shchina upon us, kedeperish b'tikunim v'raynem, as it says in the Zohar. Kemoshin avar lekach mizmor v'shevach zeh. Before we begin Sukkot Zimra, which is about to be Hashras Hashchina and the bringing of the presence Hashem upon us, so then in that case we're going to sing Hodu Lashem, because Hodu Lashem is an introduction to Hashras Hashchina. It's an introduction to the process of Hashem resting His presence upon us in the process of saying Sukkot Zimra. So it's as if Hodu is also like a mini introduction to the central aspects of Psukim Zimra. It's Zmiros, it's Shevach of Hashem, but it's really the preparatory remarks before the Hashras Hashchina, the intense presence of Hashem that we have in reciting the rest of Psukim Zimra. There's a fascinating comment of the Zohar in Chelek Beis and Daf Kutzarivav. And the Zohar says that Hodu is actually the shir that is sung by the sun when the sun begins its day of going across the world. At the time when the sun goes out to start the day, Yisrael Natsli Shiras Lasasa, we are singing Shira down here. The Shamsha Le'ela, and the sun is above us. When the sun begins its course of the day, it says in a beautiful voice, for Amma Shiras, and it sings Shira. Umay Shira, so what is the song of the sun Kamar? Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo Shiru Lo. The Yisrael Meshav from the Kutcher Bichu Biyamama. I'm Shimshah. We praise Hashem in the day of the sun. Hadzadiksiv Yerucha Im Hashemesh. The Pasuk in Psalm says that you should be seen with the sun, meaning that we're going to sing the same tefillos that the sun sings, and that's why we're going to have this tefillah as well. Now, that is the reason behind it. That's the essence behind what Hodu Lashem is about. Now let's discuss Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz. We know there's a difference in Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar as to whether the psukim of Hodu are said before or after Baruch Shammah. These differences began in the days of the Rishonim. Before even different Nuschos existed, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz. This, the earliest source is from Usher of Lunel. From Usher of Lunel, lived in the 12th century, in the 1100s. This is printed in his Sefer Min Hagos, which is printed in a larger book by Professor Simcha Asaf, who collected different manuscripts of the Rishonim called Safran Shal Rishonim. And he says as follows, says Rav Asher of Lunel, V'tamahu lama lo nagu lomar baruch shamar kodim hodu l'ashem. Why is it that the minhag in Provence, in Lunel, where he lived, was that they said hodu before Baruch Shamar? The Shamati Nipnei Shahayu Omrim Oso B'chol Yom Lifnei Aron, Al HaKarbanos, because I heard they said this every single day before the Aron in Ir David, and over the Karbanos, Lefi Taknu Achar Karbanos. Meaning, we want to connect the recitation of Karbanos to Hodu with that Hefsek of Baruch Shamar. The Chida writes in the Zavodos HaKodesh that because of this, those who daven Nusach Sfard may not have a hefsek in between Karbanos and Hodu. And this is the primary reason. The reason why Nusach Sfar has Hodu before Baruch Shamar is because Hodu is really going on Karbanos. Karbanos had Hodu recited in the Beis HaMikdash by the Korban Tamid, and therefore Nusach Sfar puts Hodu after Karbanos. Now, what this does imply, though, is if you daven Nusach Sfar and you say Hodu, you have to say Korbanos. Or else, what's Hodu going on? Do you have to say all of Korbanos? No. But as we mentioned in the past, you should be saying the Korban Tamid. you should definitely be saying the parsha of the Korban Tamid. Everybody, forget the Sfarnas of Ashkenaz. Everybody should be saying the parsha of the Korban Tamid every morning. So if that's the case, it's certainly Hudanus of Sfar. If you're going to be saying Hodu, what's it going on? If the whole point of Hodu is Korbanos, but you just skip from, you know, Birchas HaShachar to Hodu, well then, what was that about? It needs to be going on Korbanos. So make sure you say the Korban Tamid. The Orach Chaim of Aaron of Lunel says the Hodu is not really a form of Hallel. The Mizmor of Psuk and Zimmer are called Hallel, and those are really connected to Baruch Shamar. But Hodu is a different in its themes from the rest of Psuk and Zimmer. We will discuss that more next time, Be'ezus Hashem. But essentially, Rav Aaron of Lunel says that it's a different type of tefillah, and therefore, that's why I was before Baruch Shamar, not after. Another possible reason is because Hodu is a later entry into the Siddur. It's not from Chazal. And because it's not from Chazal, perhaps Nusach Sfard wanted to place it outside of Baruch Shamar, so people should realize that it's not actually regular Psuvitism. Nevertheless, the minhag for most people here is minhag Ashkenaz, and this is based on the premise that later generations have rishus, have permission to add psukim of Shevach to Psuvitism and include them within the confines of Psuvitism between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. And this is what Nusach Ashkenaz does. Okay. The last piece we want to discuss tonight is what's the difference between Divrei Yamim here and Tehillim? Because if you say Tehillim on a cycle, you'll know that Hodu also appears in Tehillim Kufhei. So what's the difference between Divrei Yamim Aleph and Tehillim here? And why are we pulling from Divrei Yamim? And why are we not pulling all this from Tehillim instead, where it should be found normally? So before learning about Hodu, we have to explain the differences over here. The paragraph of Hodu appears twice in Tanakh. The section of Hodu Lashem Kiru Bushmo until Ubinivai Al Tareu is found in Divrei Yamim and Tehillim Kufei with minor differences, which we're not going to discuss right now. The section of Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash until Az Yuranu Atzeh Hayar is found in Tehillim Tzadi Vav, also with minor differences. In addition, the Mizmorim in Tehillim are longer. After the Pasuk of Uvnivai Al Tareyu, the Mizmor of Tehillim Kufhei goes on to discuss the Jewish people way after the period of the Avos, how they went down to Mitzrayim and Yosef was sold, and it goes to the story of Shibud Mitzrayim and the miracles of the Eser Makos, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Radak on Tehillim puts in an additional idea as well. And he says that originally David wrote the Nusach of Divrei HaYamim, and afterwards, when organizing Tehillim, he put in additional ideas. That's how the Radak understands that first Divrei HaYamim came, and then David edited Tehillim. Similarly, the second part of Hodu, beginning Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, this is a shorter nusach than what David wrote to say before the Aram. But when he authored Tehillim, he expanded on what he wrote in Divrei Yamim in Tehillim Tzadi Vav. So according to the Radak, Divrei HaYamim first, then Tehillim was done second. The Mefarish on Divrei HaYamim writes that we have Divrei HaYamim is actually a shortened version. Seemingly, David wrote the piece that we have in Tehillim to be said before the Aram. And then when Divrei HaYamim was compiled, the Mizmorim were shorter. Meaning, according to the Mefarish, what we have in Divrei HaYamim is not actually word for word David HaMelech. It was later editors of Divrei HaYamim who went and shortened what David wrote in Tehillim. There's a fascinating approach, by the way, of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, who was one of the first Rebbe of Rav Chaim Volozhin, whose Yurtzeit was actually today. So we might as well talk about this. Rav Chaim Volozhin, I think his 200th Yurtzeit was today. So his Rebbe before the Vilna Gaon was the Shagas Aryeh. And the Shagas Aryeh, in his Perush on the Gemara, says, what is Divrei HaYamim? Was it Rin Baruch HaKodesh? Like, how do we stack it up against the rest of Tanakh? So the Shagas Aryeh writes something fascinating. He has a big chiddush. He says that Divrei HaYamim was not written Baruch HaKodesh. Am I an apikoros? Maybe. But the Shagas Aryeh says that Divrei HaYamim was not written Baruch HaKodesh. It was edited Ruach HaKodesh. Ezra HaSofer, when he put together Divrei Yamim, he took pre-existing manuscripts, pre-existing genealogical records of the family of David HaMelech and Malchus Beis David, and he cut and pasted them together. And that's why there are sometimes differences between Divrei Yamim and Navi, because Ezra didn't write a Ruach HaKodesh, but he took whole sections and he organized it with Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. The Malbim agrees that the pieces in Divrei Yamim are shortened versions of what we have in Tehillim, but he's unsure whether David organized the Mizmorim to be sent from the Aaron in the shortened version, perhaps the shorter version we have in Divrei Yamim, meaning the Malbim is unclear about whether Divrei Yamim came first or what we have in Tehillim came first. There is a fascinating Shita, and as we said, that the second part of Hodu that begins Shul Hashem Shir Chadash is very similar to Tehillim Tzadi Vav. Now, we have a Kabbalah from the Medrash Tehillim in Mizmor Tzadi, the Rashi in Bava Basra, that the 11 Mizmorim from Mizmor Tzadi, chapter 90 in Tehillim, which begins Tzfil Moshe, were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, if you do the math, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96 is well within the 11 chapters that follow it. If that's the case, one could argue that Moshe Rabbeinu, who authored the Mizmor, is the author of the Mizmor of a large section of Hodu. And that perhaps would make sense, because maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in honor of the Luchos and the Aron Kodesh and the Aron that he had by him. The above Gemara suggests that many of the Mizmorim cited in the Midbar were said by Moshe Rabbeinu when they would carry it in the desert. And maybe one could suggest that even before David HaMelech, the original author who wrote the chapters of Tehillim in honor of the Aaron, which represents the Hashras Hashrina and our connection to Hashem, could have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's stop the recording here.